from the chair. I said on air from the chair. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Tell all your friends so the show can grow. Take a break and crack a smile while I entertain you for a while. On air from the chair. I said on air from the chair. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On Air from the Chair with your host, Big Mike. That's me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On Air from the Chair with your host, Big Mike. I am sitting here with a really cool guest, somebody that I don't get the opportunity to really spend a ton of time with, which I would love to spend more time with, but it is my niece, Bryn Roberts. How are you, Bryn?
I'm good. How are you? No, that was very nice.
Oh, well, no, listen, I truly mean it. And I'm so excited to have you here. You know, the big thing is, you know, that your uncle is starting this podcast.
Yes.
Right?
It's very cool.
And so we're really excited about it. And your mom's helping me a ton because she knows a lot more than I do with all the Wijimawakas and the WW dots and all that kind of stuff. So, but since I have you here, I really want to pick your brain on something.
Okay.
Okay. Your generation, and you in particular, you are on social media.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. And so social media is like your guys' hangout, really, yeah, right? That's how you communicate. That's how you share ideas with everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So what I want to kind of pick your brain while I got an expert like you here is, how does an old fart like me start using this social media stuff? You know what I mean? What advice would you give me? What sites, what kind of clips would you like to see? What would make you, if you saw something from On Air from the Chair, if you saw that, what would make you tune in eighth grade?
Well, I think for us, it's like, we're like all in like, is it funny? Is it like entertaining? Is it, it's something that like you have to think about. Not only do the parents want to listen to it, but do the kids want to listen to it?
Right.
So it's like, for you, you're interviewing people. So if you get like kids, like me, like then kids will want to listen to it. If you get adults, then the adults are going to more want to listen to that. But I think mainly for like reaching out to people and to like getting to people, I use TikTok. Like TikTok. Like everyone's on TikTok and Snapchat.
Everybody's on TikTok except for me.
Yes.
But I am going to be on it soon.
See, I can help you with that.
Yes.
Yeah. I could help you get famous. I could like spread the word to all my friends. Maybe like, here's my really cool uncle. You should go listen to his podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So TikTok, what about TikTok is more appealing than MySpace?
What's MySpace? What? Is that some like old bat?
Point well taken, right? So I'm showing my age there, and I did that on purpose. No, but so to me, like social media was Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't use
Facebook.
Don't
use Facebook.
No, Facebook doesn't. I've heard the Gram, which is Instagram. Instagram and TikTok are probably the top two.
For me, it's Snapchat and TikTok.
Okay.
But and there's another thing that just came out called Be Real.
Which is
like,
Real.
Yeah, it's like really popular. It's like you take a picture of you and like what you're doing, and it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. But everyone's on that too now. So there's like a lot of more apps I think that we use now that are getting more popular than from what you guys use. but I mean, I think that like TikTok is like what's fun seeing on TikTok is like you see people. There's different things like dancing, like that's like people get famous for like doing different dances and creating different dances for like everyone to do. But it's also like people use it to like get the word out too. Like you use Facebook to get the word out,
right?
To get the word out. But like for our generation, it's like you can get 5 million, 15 million likes for making something that like everyone likes and like that's entertaining, which is like I think really cool because it spreads throughout like the whole world if you get
right.
This thing called the For You page.
For You page. Okay.
So yeah.
So the little bit that I know of TikTok is when I go in there, I've got this thing that comes up with just arbitrary. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Right. And they just show up and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and for me, you know, there's some golf stuff. There's some, you know, but there's dad jokes and stuff like that. You know, it's some funny stuff. And I enjoy going through it. So do you think it's because it's quick, it's visual? You know what I mean? It's not something that you're having to read. It's really something that you just consume through your ears and your eyes, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, I think it's just kind of fun because it's also kind of a way to just like get away from like whatever you're doing and just like go on something and like look at something and like just to like get entertained. Because everyone, like, it's like watching a movie, but it's like shorter.
Right.
So it's like if you're out doing something, like for me, it's like we'll be waiting for dinner at like a restaurant and I'll go on TikTok and I'll watch videos and it's just like kills time.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just kind of fun.
Okay, so what I'm gaining from this is I'm supposed to do some kind of dance.
No. You don't have to do a dance. Like, if you wanted to
get... Do you not want me to dance? I'm a good dancer, Brian.
So, I've seen stuff in the past, and it's a little it's a little heartbreaking and traumatizing. So, I think that you should just stick to, like, maybe something, like, you're funny. I think that you should do something humorous.
Okay, okay. But not a humorous dance.
Not a humorous dance. I think if you wanted something for your page dancing wise, I think that's more left up to me and Avery.
You and Avery. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and so what you're telling me right now is that you're applying for a position as my TikTok dancers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I think hired. I could potentially get you famous with like my skills.
Oh, no, I think for sure you can get me famous with your skills.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. Okay, so TikTok, Snapchat, that's one I have no clue about.
Snapchat. Okay, so Snapchat is, it's more just like seeing what your friends are up to and what they're doing. Because like I use Snapchat, I think, more than I use call or text. Because you can chat people on Snapchat too. That's why it's like Snap and chat. Because you can chat them too. So, like, I talk to my friends on Snapchat all the time. Like, it'll say, you'll have, like, a little inbox, and it'll say, like, mutual friends. And it'll say, like, 20 mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, so then you'll add them, because it's like, oh, we have a ton of mutual friends. So then you meet more of your friends' friends. And then it's just, like, a way to, like, meet and, like, see all kinds of new people.
So you're going to add me so I can talk to your friends.
Of course. You could totally talk to my friends.
I don't know if I want to talk to your friends.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to my friends?
Well, no, I'm not saying, oh my God, that sounded awful. No, yeah,
that sounded really mean.
Your friends sound amazing.
They are.
Amazing. I heard you've got a ton of best friends.
I do have a lot of
that. You can't name any of them because you just don't want to leave somebody off.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but Snapchat, to me, like when it first came out, it was something like you would see it and then go away.
Yeah.
Right? Is it still that? Or
well, yeah, it is still that. But there's like this little thing where you can save stuff in chat. So like if your friend sends you, like, let's say they send you something like really funny, you can save it in chat and you can be like, oh, I'm going to post that for their birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can have it stay. I never used it because I don't know what's the purpose of this. It goes away.
Yeah.
It's like, and with my memory, I'll forget tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I need a history.
Something else that's really fun about Snapchat is the filters, because my mom actually uses filters a lot too. I always find her on her phone using the funny filters. So I think it's I think people think that it's mainly just for kids, but I think that honestly it can be fun for parents too, because you can use the filters, you can post on your story and like show everyone like what you're doing, what's going on. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like a fun way to like communicate with people.
Right. So now do you ever get nervous with the ability for millions, like a TikTok video?
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous that like a million people are seeing what you're doing?
Yeah, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's like, there's also a thing where you can make your account like private. So like, you don't have to like you can only add people that you're friends with.
Right.
But
it controls who sees it. And,
But if you do want to post something public, then there's always a chance that all those people can see it. So it's just basically what you're comfortable with and what you want people seeing, then everyone can see that. But you're sharing yourself like basically with the world.
Gotcha. So what you're telling me is I probably shouldn't go on TikTok with the outfit that I wore on our family vacation.
Definitely not. I would not recommend. No.
No. So Speedos are out.
Speedos are completely out.
Out. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, if you're looking to be funny, maybe, but you're probably going to get it taken down for
inappropriate.
Yes. And I just don't want you to traumatize little kids.
Yeah. No, I've traumatized you guys and our family.
You have enough. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little. It's a little kink to my brain. Yeah.
Okay. So, and an old guy like myself, getting onto social media, you know, how often should I do something?
Well, okay. So I think that if you were to like, let's say like you post a TikTok, I think that you wait and see how many so-and-so, like how famous it gets, like how many likes, how many followers, to see how much you're growing. But, and if it doesn't grow, then you try something else. But if it does grow within like, I'd say maybe like a couple days or a couple, like maybe like a week up to a week, then you start building that. Like you start building on that. Like if people like you, then you want to build on that and you right. want to find more and more people. But you, there's also this thing where you can use hashtags, mm-hmm. which if you say different hashtags, then it like TikTok like puts that out to like where you want it to go. So like, let's say you say hashtag for you page. For you page is like what you want to be on, because like all different people can see it.
Right.
So if you're on the for you page, then everyone can see it. So if you say hashtag for you page, then it's most likely to get on the for you page.
Oh, okay.
So it's also just like a little like
a little tidbit. Yeah, a little mm-hmm. hack on there. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting all the insight that I need.
Yeah.
So there's this thing I've heard of called trending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so my basic understanding of it is like, okay, so it's popular, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what is trending, and how do you trend?
Well, in our generation, trending is like, it's really odd because you guys, it's a little bit harder for adults now to like trend, because they don't like exactly like know like what like our point of trend is.
Mm-hmm.
Trending for us is like dancing, like on TikTok, like people dance and like they make up dances and then that trends. So then everyone else does the dance. Yeah.
Is that
dad's grittying like that? Exactly. That is trending.
That is trending. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Todd, my brother is sitting here watching me interview his daughter. Yeah. And he started doing a
dance,
ape-like dance.
It's called the gritty.
That is an actual dance.
Yeah, people. Okay, there's people. The gritty is a very famous dance. My dad needs to get better at it, but people across like everywhere, like they'll gritty like after they score a goal, or like someone at my brother's graduation, they grittied on the stage after they got their diploma.
Okay.
So it's like, it's just like a fun like little like popular dance that everyone does.
Okay, so that's trending. You do something unique and everyone goes out there and mimics it.
Yeah.
And how does that get back to the person that originated it? Do you hashtag trend it or?
People can at people, so it's like your account. People can at your account in comments. So like, let's say that someone did your dance, they would say at this person dance credit, and then it's like, so
at,
it's like
on air from the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
or at Big Mike.
Yeah. So it's basically just like different, like you'll see it and you can see it on your for you page. Like you'd be able to see, like if you're scrolling and you see someone did your dance, then you would be like, oh, like this is getting famous, like more and more people are finding like what I did.
Right.
And it's also just like, it's like kind of like, it's like fans. It's like when people like what you do, or they like you like as a person, they want to like be like you, and they're like, oh, like I want to do this, like I want to,
right.
Like, and then everyone's like, oh, I want to hop on the trend.
I can't tell you how excited I am to have you as part of the staff, as my official TikTok dancers.
Yeah, I mean, I would be excited too. Like me personally,
and listeners, I think you should be really excited that you don't have to see me dancing.
Yeah,
that you'll be able to see other people dance that actually know how to dance, and you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't have as much belly jiggle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I can even do a dance with you.
Oh, there we go.
Because it's like not only will you be in it, because like you're a pretty cool guy, but like,
well, thank you.
Your like amazing cool niece is going to be able to do it too. So
absolutely.
It's like both together, it's like, whoa, like that's going to get
pretty
popular.
I think a good TikTok would be a funny one, might be you teaching me how to do a TikTok dance.
I think so too. That's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we'll see where that goes. Just to sum this up, the funny thing is, as I'm sitting here talking to you, you know, one, to see how much you've grown is amazing, and just a beautiful, beautiful girl, that, or young woman, I should say, that you've become. But hearing you talk, it cracks me up because you're using hashtags and all this stuff that, you know, I've heard of. It's new to me. You know what I mean? To you, it's common language.
Yeah.
So what I think is an interesting thought is when you're my age and you're talking to your kids, what words are they going to be doing? What's going to be trending then?
I'm honestly scared for...
And they'll be like, oh my God, Mom, you TikToked? You're so old. Oh, no one TikToks anymore. You know what I mean?
I'm honestly kind of scared for the farther generation because our generation is already like, it's changed so much. And like, I think that like, that's like the thing. Like, it's like social media is like the big like bomb and it's like everyone is on social media, but I also think it's a little scary because it takes up like socializing time and it's like that's kind of like our more way to socialize now. Like, it's like we socialize I think more on social media than we almost sometimes do in person, which can be a little bit scary at times. But it, like I said, it also like you get out there and it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of a different way to
I'm not going to turn this into a serious conversation, but it is a different way of communication and you know, you're seeking approval from people that don't even know you, and so how much value do you put it, you know what I mean? So there's all those worries, but I think if you keep it light, if you keep it fun, and you do it for just entertainment purposes, you know, to me, the more communication, the better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what I want to do is be the best at what I can be.
Yeah.
And so I want to learn how to communicate to everybody through however we're doing it today. You know what I mean? It's, you know, 10 years ago, podcasts, yes, they exist, but they didn't have the kind of trajectory that they have today. You know what I mean? And now there's more and more podcasts, more and more podcasts. There's more and more vlogs and, you know, all these types of things. So it's really cool. I love having an absolute database expert here with
of
me.
Of course.
For the social media. So, but I love you.
I love you too.
I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
And again, look for them on our TikTok, which will be On Air from the Chair. And then also Big Mike as well. So thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So how exciting was that, guys? Thank you, Bryn, so much. You were a phenomenal guest. I enjoyed spending time with you and talking with you about social media. And just to see what a beautiful young woman you've grown into is really amazing. So you guys, you have to go to our TikTok. Go to On Air from the Chair TikTok and check out the dance that Bryn tried to teach me. I don't even know the name of it. My body doesn't move the way she was asking me for it to move. So it's really embarrassing. So definitely go check that out. Like it, share it, re-TikTok it. I don't know what you do. But go check that out. Go to our website, onairfromthechair.com. And from there, you'll be able to link into all of our social media outlets. Remember, we're going to drop episodes every Tuesday moving forward. So check out next Tuesday where you'll learn a little bit more about me and you'll be surprised by my guest. But other than that, guys, the only thing I have left to ask you, who dares to take the chair? Will it be you?